justifies. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, Sayre, America. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful weekend and a happy Thanksgiving. Let's check out some temperatures real quick. There's still some freezing weather going on just north of us. Actually, Cheyenne, you're right at freezing at 32 degrees. Hollis is 36, Mangum's 40, Bessie's 35, Putnam's 31, Camargo's 31. Hey, speaking of Camargo, let me get this why it's fresh on my mind, if you guys don't mind. Let's see here. Where's it at? There it is. Got it from Mr. Roger Robinson. Camargo Fire Department fundraiser, December the 13th, a stew and chili dinner from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m. at the Camargo Fire Station in Camargo, Oklahoma. Stew and chili dinner. Man, that sounds good right now. From 12 to 2 o'clock, December the 13th. That's a fundraiser for Camargo Fire Department. And please, everybody, if they get a chance, go up there and donate and eat some good chili and stew. That's all there is to it. So, appreciate him sending that to me. Let's see here. 33 at Arnett, 30 at Beaver, 28 at the May Ranch. Out here in Panhandle of Texas, 34 degrees at Lipscomb, 33 at Miami, 33 at Dozer, 38 at Odell, and 36 at Childress. Speaking of out there in the Texas Panhandle, I seen this on social media last night. Cows were stolen in Wheeler County. Any information, contact Wheeler County Sheriff's Office. Stolen from 7404 FM 592 there in Shamrock. 15 head of bred cows with blue ear tags, white engraved numbers, and a black Hereford bull tag number 2. With a backwards Rocking J brand on the left ribs. Cattle were branded with the Lazy J, taken over the holiday weekend. Any information or whereabouts, please call 308-367-6486 or just contact the Wheeler County Sheriff's Office. That'd probably be the easiest. But they look like they're all black baldies, cows. And anybody have any information on it, whether they've been found or if somebody's caught whoever stole them, if that's what happened, be appreciated. Also, if you'll get on my personal Facebook page, Jimmy Clark's Facebook page, you'll see something I posted yesterday. I'm not going to talk much about it on the show today, but all I can say is I got some good, really good friends up there in Custer County that live up there on the back way from Putnam to Custer City. And I've been up there a few times, and they got some really great dogs that hang out with them. But I guess according to what happened over the weekend, I guess you need, if you got a farm dog, I guess you need to put it in a bulletproof vest. That's all I know. So check out my post on Facebook. Not a good deal, I don't think. I'm sure there's always two sides to the story, but I'm pretty sure I know the side of the story here that's right. But check out my social media page on Facebook or Instagram, see what happens. All right, let's see what happened in our big old world of agriculture overnight. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading on signs of improved crops in global growing areas. Production of soft wheat in the European Union is now forecast by the European Commission at 134.2 million metric tons. If realized, this would be up 9% over the five-year average and an increase of about 111 million metric tons a year, according to the data from the Commission. EU durum wheat Output is projected at 8.237 million metric tons, a 9.7% jump from the average from this time of the year and up from 7.655 million tons from last year. While some dryness has been lurking in parts of Ukraine, showers were expected over the weekend, and much more may reach fields this week, according to weather reports. French wheat sowing was almost complete, according to their France Agrimer, I guess that's their FSA or their USDA, you want to call it. It says it's 98% planted. Wheat futures for March delivery fell 2.25 cents to 5.36 1/4 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Kansas City futures lost 2.5 cents to 5.25 a bushel. Corn futures lost 1.5 cents to 4.46 1/4 a bushel. Soybean futures for January gained 1.75 cents to 11.36 a bushel. Soy meal was up 50 cents to 3.19 20 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.19 cents to 51.86 cents a pound. How about that? Let's see here. Exports of corn and wheat were well above year earlier levels as of October 16th. That's the latest sales data. As the USDA tries to catch up from government shutdown, while soybean sales have plunged. Accumulated exports of corn from the start of the grain marketing year, September 1st, was reported at 10.684 million metric tons, a 58% year-over-year increase, according to the USDA. Wheat sales from June 1st, the beginning of the grain marketing year, through October 16th, was at 11.355 million metric tons. That's up 23% from the same period a year earlier, which is good news. Soybean sales from September 1st through mid-October come in at 6.726 million tons. That's down 32% on an annual basis. I wish I knew what it was from last year. I guess I'll have to Google that. China started buying U.S. soybeans only after a deal was signed by the President of the United States and Chinese President at the October. Overseas buyer commitments to purchase U.S. corn from the beginning of September through October 16 stands at 35.36 million metric tons. That's up 37% year over year. I wish we'd get that price on up there too, back to where it was, what, 3-4 years ago, $7-8 a bushel. That's when things get to rolling. Promises by importers to purchase U.S. wheat from June 1st through mid-October are up 22% to 16.398 million metric tons. Soybean commitments by offshore purchasers, however, are down 38% to 16.135 million metric tons, according to the USDA. Hopefully they can get all these reports caught up from being shut down and get more of a precise measurement on what's really going on. Weather-wise, according to the National Weather Service, the winter weather advisories have been issued from western Kansas to the eastern seaboard. According to the National Weather Service, 2 to 4 inches of snow are expected in parts of eastern Kansas and western Missouri today. I guess my old brother-in-law won't be out on the golf course in KC, will he? Roads will likely be slippery on, as well as sidewalks and driveways. Not much more going on. Looks like we're going to warm back up starting tomorrow. And I think we got a little cold front coming in Thursday or Friday, and it'll only be one day, and we'll be back in the 50s and maybe above freezing at night. And what I seen earlier, we'll see. We need some moisture. That's all I can say. Nothing like a bunch of whiny farmers like me. We need some moisture. We do. I was talking to one of my friends, this pretty good-sized cattle operator, and he said this is the worst it's been for him. Let's see, he's a couple of years since the 80s. This is the worst his wheat pasture has been in Beckham County alone. And speaking of that, if we'll ease on over here to the drought monitor, since I didn't have the show Monday, the drought monitor was out, put out, and man, the old state Oklahoma is starting to color in pretty good. The northern, what I'd say half, maybe not quite half, but a third of the Texas Panhandle, all the Oklahoma Panhandle, and northwestern Oklahoma, I guess above the South Canadian River, is looking pretty good. Roger Mills County and Custer County now are in the starting to get a little bit of D0, which is abnormally dry. Beckham County is in D1 and D2. Kiowa County, man, I'm sorry. I feel they missed everything this year. I'm not going to lie. I pay attention to the rains and stuff. And Kiowa County just, I don't know, just had to be under the right cloud, I guess. They're in a D3 extreme drought. Greer County is in a D2 now, and parts of it's in D2, D1, and just it's slowly coloring in, and the colors are starting to darken pretty good. So hopefully we get some rain here in the near future. But according to the weather people, for what it's worth, it looks like it's supposed to be a pretty dry winter. I know I had to do some repairs and haul in an extra tank. Sorry, my allergies are killing me today. Haul in an extra tank, get the turn the windmill on, see if a windmill was working and stuff. My pond will probably be dry for one of the places I take care for. One of my landlords will probably be dry in the next, I don't know, 2 to 4 weeks. So it is what it is. So I did have yesterday went out to the pecan orchard, and man, those pecan trees are so pretty when they got pecans on them and stuff. But does anybody out there have a redneck way of getting the pecans out of the tree without hurting the tree, without damaging the tree? And not everybody can afford a tree shaker, but yeah. So I put some I put some tarps down on the ground, the dogs and I did, and yesterday, and because I didn't know these trees were going to make pecans. They're 40 years old. It's very rare that they make pecans at all, according to my landlord. And so I would have cleaned it up a little better if I know they was going to make, I don't know, 20, 23 trees in there, and they're all loaded, and there's paper shells, and there's natives, all kinds in there. So yesterday I put tarps down, just grabbed a hold of the branches and just shook the heck out of them, and they'd fall on there. But I had to work really hard to get a half a 5 gallon bucket full of pecans, which is a lot of pecans, but man, whew, a lot of work. It was good exercise. And then the dogs, they're acting like that, like they did back in the peanut fields. I was yelling at them and stuff. And stupid dogs were just cracking the pecans with their mouths and eating it. But yeah, I got crows, I got squirrels, and I need to put a camera out there. I haven't seen any deer crunching on the pecans, but I'm sure they will, because deer love acorns, and acorns are way harder than the dang pecans. But anyway, we had a pretty good blast out there. What'd you guys have for Thanksgiving dinner? I want to know, what's the oddest thing anybody had for Thanksgiving? You know, turkey, ham, dressing, all that's pretty normal. What's the craziest thing out there somebody had for Thanksgiving dinner? I mean, we had steaks, and we had filet, strip, couple ribeyes. Sandy made some sweet potatoes that were really good, baked some sweet potatoes really good. But anyway, what's the oddest thing anybody had for Thanksgiving dinner? Let me know on the Fowler Agency text line, 580-225-9697. Today is Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association happy hour. Let's take an OCA break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Help us celebrate Black Friday all month long at Windy Nissan with great deals on new and used vehicles with nearly 200 to choose from, interest rates as low as 0%, payments as far out as 90 days, payments as low as $199 a month on select used vehicles. We truly have a little bit of something for everybody. We've got brand new Frontiers with 6-inch lift kits, leveling kits, off-road wheels and tires, cold air intakes, exhaust. We have used cars as low as $69.99, gas mileage as much as 40 miles per gallon on brand new Nissan Versa, rebates as high as $5,000 plus discount off new Murano and new Nissan Pathfinder. It's Black Friday all month long right here at Windy Nissan in Elk City, Oklahoma, your hometown dealer. Windy Nissan is now offering Sunbit financing in our service department for service tickets as low as $400 or up to $10,000. Interest rates starting as low as 0% and finance terms as long as 72 months at Windy Nissan, your hometown dealer. Black Friday all month long.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This Christmas, be sure and visit Dameron Jewelers in downtown Elk City and enjoy savings throughout the store. You'll find Western Oklahoma's finest selection of diamonds, plus custom jewelry pieces, Fossil, Baby G, G-Shock, and Citizens men's and women's watches, unique gift ideas, and more. Holiday hours, they'll be open every Monday through Saturday after Thanksgiving through December 20th, and open Sunday, December 21st from 1 to 5, and Christmas Eve from 9 to 4. Remember, this holiday season, shop local, shop smart, shop Elk City, and shop Dameron Jewelers in downtown Elk City, where they're famous for diamonds.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, there's some weird people out there with some weird foods. I'm just kidding. Let's check out. Oh, don't do that. Uh-oh. Bear with me a second here. I clicked. I didn't punch. I want to punch it. Come on. Bear with me a second here. Well, while I'm waiting on this to recover since I tabbed the wrong button, I have fried bologna. Well, that actually sounds really good, because down there at Main Street Cafe down in town Elk City, they got that fried bologna and cheese and tomato and just sandwich down there. It's really good. Pea salad. Oh, there it is. I'm back. Let's continue with the food since I already started. We got pea salad. Smoked cream cheese with jalapeno jelly. That sounds good. Here we go. Lemon lime jello. Finely crushed pineapple. Finely shredded mild cheese. Really good. Man, that does sound good. And then I got some. This text right here is the reason why I don't take live calls. Chainsaw will get them pecans on the ground. Yeah, you're actually right. Redneck style, put your tarps down and just bump it with the rear bump, your rear bumper on the pickup. And I thought about that, and you don't have to bump it very hard. It's very hard. So yeah, I thought about that. I just didn't want to either. I don't know if I can bump anything not very hard at all. So yeah, I thought about that. I didn't know somebody had a deal where I was thinking about the front end loader on my tractor going in there, but I figured I'd break something off with the front end loader because you don't know how much pressure you're actually putting against it. We'll figure it out. Somebody will come up with a good version. All right, let's check out some weather out in the Texas Panhandle. Canadian, Texas, relative humidity 56%, dew point 19. The temperature is 33 with a wind chill of 26. Northwest winds at 8 miles an hour with gusts up to 12 right now. No moisture. Month to date. Man, this old month's going by. This month, sorry, December 1st. My word. 704 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today so far. 8-inch soil temperature, 45 degrees. Ain't nothing growing now, is there? All right, let's check out the Central Crop Care from out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. Currently right now, the Kansas City wheat is for December is 519. Yeah, 519 up 1.5. March is 526, down 1.25. Wheat out of Chicago, March 534, down 4. May is 542, down 4.25. Corn out of Chicago, December 432, down 3.5. March is down 3.5 at 444. Soybeans for January 1129, down 8.5. March is 1138, down 7.25. Soybean oil, January 5241, up 36. And soybean meal, January 31460. Down 41. Yep. And then March is 31 is 3 1970, down 4 to 450, I guess. How about and cattle? Let's check out cattle. Where you at, cattle? There you are. It says livestock. All right. February lives are 216.02, down 182. April's 217.62, down 192. Feeder cattle for January. 321.47, down 250. March is now 160 at 316.25. Lean hogs, February. Sorry. I am took an allergy pill today. Let's see here. Lean hogs, February, 80.97, down 2 cents. April is 85.07, up 17. There we go. Let's see what energy's doing. Let's see what crude oil's doing. Here it says January 59.29, up 74 cents. February 59.04, up 75, and that's for Brent crude. Natural gas looks pretty good. I hadn't looked at this in quite a while. January is 484, basically even, unchanged. February is 443. Up a penny. So there you have it. Got natural gas wells rolling up there in Roger Mills County right now. You're looking pretty decent, aren't you? What else we gonna look at? I think that's about it. Looks like the stock markets were New York, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are all trading in the red, but not terrible. They're just hanging around there, looks like. Okay. Let's see what Oklahoma Weekly Cattle Auction Summary has to say. Total receipts last week, I guess because of the holidays, is 5,302 head compared to 32,000 a week before. And this was 10,000 a year ago. Feeder cattle made up 88.8% of it. Slaughter was 8.2%. Replacement cows were 30.1%. Compared to last week, feeder cows and calves were not well tested, but a sharply lower undertone was noted. Most sales were closed this week due to the Thanksgiving Day holiday. This report includes sales from the Oklahoma National Stockyards, Tulsa, and the Woodward Cow Sale. Cattle futures began the week with a limit down, however, recovered most of that loss by midweek. The cattle complex remains extremely volatile, as little news will make it turn on a dime. This is a limit. There is a limiting demand and has buyers very cautious. Winter weather is expected to move in over the weekend, but most of the precipitation is expected north and east. Slaughter cows and bulls also seen a sharp drop this week, but mainly due to the limited numbers, creating the difficulty of making loads. Demand is still good for replacement cows. Let's see here. Let's check out a couple of them. You want to? Let's go with some steers. Let's go with some five weights. Here's some that weighed 523. Winged, we're bringing 352 to 430. Some unwinged ones weighing 536 brought 363 to 385. Unwinged. The winged average was 421. Unwinged was 382.72 for the basically the same weight class. I don't know what the quality was like, but I'm just giving you the numbers here. So there's 18-20 cents difference between unweaned and weaned on the five weights. Let's scroll down here to the heifers, and we have, let's go with same weight. Got some 526 wings, average 368.20. 523 unwings, average 336.62. So there's 32 cents difference between unweaned and weaned heifers on that deal. And that's in the Oklahoma livestock summary. Check out the one in Texas. Don't look too shabby for Texas. I'm still going to ask Brandon that question. We got off on politics last week, and not really politics, but politics becoming involved. And I appreciate all the comments that I got from you guys talking with Brandon last Tuesday on the show. It was a good show. He did really good with what he ought to be governor or something. I don't know. Probably not. But in Texas, total receipts, 4,712 last week compared to 5,349 the week before and 6,500 a year ago. Special note, no report next week with sales closing for Thanksgiving. I guess that was the, sorry, I didn't read the dates on this. So there's no report. That's the one I read from the week before, but it's still about the same going on. Nothing crazy going on with the market. It went down, come back up, got her going on. All right, let's see here. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. On the whole, the farmers and ranchers are independent individuals who like to tend to their own work and stay pretty close to home. Most of us don't care much about city life or politics. We don't have the time or desire to travel to the Capitol to attend legislative sessions, but we still know what happens there can drastically affect our operations. That's exactly why we need an organization like the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. If you're concerned about issues like water rights, property rights, and maintaining your ag sales exemptions, then OCA is for you. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, run by cattlemen for cattlemen. For more information, go to www.okcattleman.org. Let's take an OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Are feral hogs causing damage to your land and crops? Try Kaput, our highly effective bait designed specifically for feral hog control. Kaput targets hogs where it hurts, helping you protect your property and your livestock. Don't wait for the damage to get worse. Call us or stop by today at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City to learn more about Kaput Follow us on Facebook for the latest updates and solutions.
Farming is no game, but when you're at the game and have the ability to control your irrigation in the field, it's a huge game changer. Valley Irrigation is where farming meets in-zone efficiency. With AgSense remote technology, farmers become MVPs of their fields. Real-time play-by-play control means you're always ahead of the game. Score big with irrigation technology from Valley. It's technology that improves your life and lets you beat the game and be in the game. Visit Knutson Irrigation to become the MVP of your field. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. They have your infield coverage and you're back.
Are you looking for the perfect place to call home this Christmas? Culverstone Homes in Elk City is here to make it happen. Step into a beautiful, energy-efficient home built for comfort, family, and lots of holiday memories. And if you need space for your toys, tools, or business, Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone has you covered with durable, customizable buildings made to fit any lifestyle. Damon Culver and Terry Stone, along with their families and crew, would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-82 radial tires and get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
You're already grabbing your jacket when you head out the door. You know what's coming very soon. Don't wait to winterize your vehicle. Anti-freezer wiping fluid, battery charger to keep in the car, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to keep the ice and snow off your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. And those gloves, because the fingers are the first to get cold. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You've got a problem, an issue, you can usually sit down and we can get it figured out while you're there. If it's something that we can't figure out right that day, it's usually within a day because everybody's accessible. If there's something that needs to be done loan-wise, we can get that ran to wherever it needs to go. Or if you just need help up front with some accounts or whatnot, I can walk you up there and introduce you to somebody and hang out with you and talk you through it. I can explain to Tammy or Tori or someone up front, hey, we've been discussing this. This is where we're at.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Woodward. Here is your Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. 31 degrees, feels like 28, dew points 19, humidity rolling in at 61%, northwest winds at 3 miles an hour and gusting up to 3. 10-day rain total, 0.35 inches, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 41 degrees. Just think, last week it was in the 50s. Sunset, 5:23, becoming sunny and 37. Today, Monday night, 21 degrees, clear and cold. Tomorrow, sunny, 53 with west to south winds, 6 to 15 miles an hour. All right, I got another weird one. I had to, matter of fact, it's so weird, I had to Google this food that had. So the secret weapon says that they had some kinfolks from Virginia bringing in, and they had some carrot souffle. So putting the souffle in there, I knew it had to be French. Sure enough, carrot souffle is a light, airy, creamy side dish or dessert made from cooked carrots, eggs, butter, flavorings like vanilla and cinnamon. It puffs up while baking, but will fall slightly when removed from the oven, which is normal for this dish. Huh, wonder what it tastes like. Sounds pretty good. That's probably the only way I'd eat carrots. And well, I love carrot cake, so I guess no, I better shut up, move on. All right, lots of things going on now that school's back in session. Big Elk TV basketball is back. Basketball season is tipping off for Elk City, and you can watch the action live on BigElkTV.com. Tuesday, December 2nd, it is the Elk City Elkettes and the Big Elks. Guess where? Woodward America. Catch both games streaming live. Then December 4th through the 6th, follow the Elkettes at the Childress Invitational with coverage on Big Elk TV. Tell your friends, grab your devices, and watch Big Elk. Watch Elk City basketball and all season long on Big Elk TV. Lots going on with our smaller schools, too. Paragon TV basketball is back after the fall break. It's a great week to jump in at ParagonTV.com. Membership is $9.99 a month. Be sure to sign up before the games to catch all the action. Merritt basketball tips off this week. Don't miss their first run of the season. Here's what's coming up. Most games start at 6:30. Tomorrow, mañana, Canutes at Geronimo, Kingfishers at Merritt. I'll be there too. No, it's in the game. I'm no sports broadcaster. I'm just going to watch Allie, my girl Allie. Sentinel at Eric, girls only. Hammond and Cheyenne is at Cheyenne Raiden. That'll be a good one. Binger only is at Arapahoe Butler. And then coming up this Friday, Cheyenne Raiden will be at Sayre. Merritt will be at Canute. And both those games is at 6 p.m. That's Friday. Burns Flat, Deal City at Arapahoe Butler. Leedy at Buffalo. This ought to be a good one. Sentinel and Hobart with Billy and Cotton King calling that game with all their buddies at Hobart. So that'll be a classic. And then Eric's at Indiahoma, and that's be girls only. So don't miss a minute of this. Watch live TV, watch live or demand, and on demand. Let me start all over. Watch live or on demand. There we go. See how easy that is if you slow down at ParagonTV.com. And check out the classics 24/7, the free channel streaming nonstop replays, highlight games only at ParagonTV.com. Remember, membership for Paragon TV is $9.99. Also, I was asked to pass this along, and I want to do this as soon as I find it here. A lot of you guys probably know. So there's a benefit garage sale going on for Diamond Hernandez. Diamond is undergoing treatment for a rare aggressive cancer at MD Anderson in Houston, Texas. And as you guys know, she works down at D-Day's Rental. 100% proceeds go to Diamond this Friday and Saturday, December 5th and 6th, 8 a.m. to whenever, both days, 909 South Main Street, Elk City, right next to D-Day's Rental. So prayers and thoughts going with Diamond as she's going through this. And like again, that's coming up this Friday and Saturday, December 5th and 6th. A benefit garage sale 2.0 for Diamond Hernandez. Like I said, she's on ongoing treatment down there at MD Anderson in Houston, America. So, all right, what else we got going on? Sustainabilities. We've talked about this a couple of times, and it seems like to me people shy away from that word, and they shouldn't. And this is a good story I've seen on Drovers, and sustainability isn't a bad word. While many ranchers turn away at the word sustainability, California rancher Mike Williams' involvement in the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef changed his perspective. In the Sierra Pelona Mountains, northeast of northeast of L.A., Mike Williams and his wife Linda manage Diamond W cattle. The ranch sits in a high desert climate with rugged hillsides of short grasses, shrubs, oaks, trees, and yucca plants. Though the nearly 200-head cow operation wasn't passed down from generation to generation, originally from Idaho, Williams was looking for something to do when he got out of the Army. Somebody mentioned this guy, and I talked to him and found out what a horseshoer could do out in California. So I came here to shoe horses. Initially, he explained, I worked as a cowboy for a lot of years and always wanted to be a rancher, but a lot of well-meaning people had told me that's the kind of pie in the sky stuff, and you probably better get ahead by getting a real job. When I finally decided to buy our first 10 steers, I talked a guy that was running a bunch of yearlings in the ranch over in Simi Valley in Ventura County to let me throw my 10 out with the ones he was running. And that's where we kind of got started, he said. And I think there's a lot of stories like that. He continued to build from there, taking opportunities as they came to grow a little at a time and partner with other ranchers on leases. Now Diamond W Ranch Cattle Company has commercial cows, Williams breeds to Angus bulls on 12,000 acres. We also run yearlings, and currently we will keep our own calves after we wean them, depending on forage availability and things like that, he said. That's kind of how we run the first stage of our drought plan. If we have the feed, we keep our calves. If we don't, then we sell the calves. Sometimes we might just sell the steers. I'm back. Sorry, I don't want to sneeze online. So we like to keep the heifers and breed them and then sell them as bred heifers if we have the forage available. Most of the moisture accumulates as rain during the winter and spring. Drought is a constant threat for the Williams and nearly wiped out his entire herd a few years ago. The rainfall amounts are highly variable, he says. As a guy starting out, you know you're getting bigger sooner or later when you're going to hit a catastrophic drought, which I ran into and almost put me out of business. They brought back what they could afford, which included many variations of commercial cattle. Through the change in moisture, Williams has learned to be flexible and take advantage of the rain when it comes, planning for future droughts. Williams was first introduced to the U.S. Roundtable of Sustainable Beef when he was representing the California Cattlemen's Association. I started because I didn't trust him. Anything with the word sustainability of its kind or left a bad taste in my mouth at the time, he explained. Over the years, the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef developed an organization that basically brought the supply chain together around those sustainability issues. Williams continues to stay involved in that, eventually becoming the chairman and now currently the immediate past chair. We took the concept and kind of defined it in a way that was real and practical and science-based, that could be understood no matter the from the consumer to the producer. Williams says for a rancher, it's essentially boils down to sustainable is what it's always been. Sustainable ranching is just good ranching. The main concept is continuous improvement. No matter the cattle producer's perspective, environmental or economic issue, the good ranching builds sustainability both for the individual's cattle and for the land. Williams defines sustainability as something ranchers always understood. Nobody still operates like they would back in the 70s and 80s, and I'd hope not. The process of innovating to make operations more efficient has built operations to be more sustainable. The ranchers who are successful are the ranchers who stay around for years to come. Building healthy soils is good for ranching. It also happens to be good for the climate. The same practices apply, and it doesn't matter if the producer is concerned about the climate change or not. If he's concerned about having a better ranching operation with better forage production and better soils, he's going to do the same thing, whether he could care less about the soil climate change or not. The same thing applies to water quality and quantity, animal welfare, and finances. And I think water is becoming more and more, it's showing up just as much as sustainability here lately. So we'll keep an eye on that. I'll keep you an eye on it. So I think that's a pretty good story. Bottom line is he says he's been incorporating virtual fencing lately, and it's going to take him years to, you know, got 12,000 acres. It's going to take a little bit of time, but that requires him to upgrade his water infrastructure as well, doing this virtual fencing. Being sustainable in the past doesn't mean you're sustainable in the future. And so as ranchers, we need to be on top of our game, because as time goes on, there's less room for mistakes. And I get a big amen there. Well, let's take an OCA break. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. Oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order, or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oilfield or agriculture. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing. And if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. The business I've done with the oilfield, they got to see your face. Whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. In the oilfield, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123.
Solves that problem.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma, will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 21st. 1,681 head were sold. 9 head of steers at 432 brought 465, 26 at 484 brought 427.50, 3 at 523 brought 405, 4 at 678 brought 342.50, 6 at 726 brought 333, 3 at 883 brought 265, 7 head of heifers at 449 brought 370, 12 at 475 brought 365, 10 at 676 brought 306, 7 at 717 brought 305, 13 at 737 brought 307, 3 at 1087 brought 226, butcher cows were 52 to 169, butcher bulls brought 125 to 186, bred cows 1150 to 4300, pairs 2250 to 3850, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Hobart, Oklahoma. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. 35 degrees, feels like 31, dew points 25, humidity 68, the winds are out of the north at a whopping 4 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 48 degrees, sunset at 525, decreasing clouds, 44 for a high today, tonight 19 for a low, be a little chilly. Don't forget to check your heaters and whatever else you got going on to prevent some freeze-ups. And tomorrow, 53 degrees and sunny, it'll be nice tomorrow. maybe a golf day. I don't know. You never what's going on. All right, let's see here. I seen this, and I wanted to share this with you. Don't blow up the phones at soil conservation. Don't do it. But I want to read this so you'll know it. So the next time you stop in there for your visit, you'll know. Payments limits no longer in place for EQIP and CSP. That's what they're saying here. Farmers looking to get federal conservation funding through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program will no longer face limits on how much they can receive. A continuing resolution that extends the Farm Bill another year while funding the government through January the 30th does not limit payments for both programs. That allows projects to receive more funds than they have in the past. Previously, producers enrolled in the QIP could not receive more than $450,000 over a five-year Farm Bill period, 2019 to 2023. While those enrolled in CSP could not receive more than $200,000. This change is not entirely new, says Callie Ingberg, I think a principal at the Vogel Group and a former Democratic staffer for the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, said effectively payment limits have not been in place for the past 3 years. EQIP was first established in the 1996 Farm Bill, merging other conservation programs. The program provides cost share and incentive payments to producers who sign contracts as long as maybe up to 10 years, promising to implement new environmental practices like cover crops, no-till, and prescribed grazing. The money can also fund new fencing, irrigation equipment. Yeah, that's a sore subject. Anyway, CSP, which was created in the 2002 Farm Bill and then overhauled and renamed in 2008. It is geared towards producers who have already implemented some conservation practices in previous years and are looking to expand those and use more. The program typically requires a longer-term commitment than EQIP, with producers signing five-year contracts for not only maintaining conservation practices that have already been established, but also adopting new ones. Jonathan Coppice, an associate professor of law and policy at Illinois University, said payment limitations have been long part of the conservation programs dating back to 1936 with the Agriculture Conservation Program, one of the earliest federal conservation cost share programs for farmers. He said payment limits have been wonderfully controversial, however, whoever came up with that sentence there, subject in the past Farm Bill debates, but has generally received lawmaker approval to ensue a few recipients don't end up taking too much from the programs. So it's a limited program. You have to have a specific cap on the budget authority, which means there's only so much money available. So the more than any large farmer is able to get, the more it squeezes out the other farmers. Yeah. How about that? So what is it talking about? I knew I seen the big, beautiful bill in here somewhere. Advocates for small farmers fear the changes will lead to a greater share of funding going to the big boys with bigger projects when paired with other recent developments impacting the two conservation programs. Those include changes Congress made to adjust it, gross income limitations earlier this year through the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and reduced NRCS staffing levels. What else we got here? Farmers with adjusted gross incomes of more than $900,000 were previously barred from participating in EQIP and CSP. However, language in the OBBBA, which was enacted in July, exempted producers who derived 75% or more of their average gross income from this requirement. That makes sense. I don't have to worry about that. Mine's like 90,000, not 900,000. What else we got going here? That's about it. The rest of it is just blah, blah, blah. So check that out. Let's see. What else is he? Is this a quickie? Yep. Let's check this out. Maybe a computer. There we go. So somebody on the text line said that they had smoked German sausage. That sounds really good. Who's that? Oh, Ray Schoen over at Canute at Schoen's Processing. They make some really good smoked German sausage. So, and then somebody says Frackham. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right, one more thing before we go. Nominate a hero for a $250 prize from a KECO sponsor. Tell us a story. 15 seconds. Noah, selfless Western Oklahoma, nominate a Santa's Christmas hero, $250 prize from a KECO sponsor. You can enter this at KECOFM.com. Is it a neighbor? Is it a teacher? Is it a volunteer? Is it a police officer? Highway patrolman? I'll tell you what, that one OHP, Highway patrolman over there at Clinton that stopped and helped that deal, helping people who's bleeding out there, a person is bleeding out there. You're my hero. Matter of fact, I might put you in for that. There's always something going on. Anyway, thank you, OHP, for what you do.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
You've got it locked on Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle's home for today's best country. Number one rated, 96.5 KECO Elk City.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. West Virginia's governor with a positive sign. The National Guardsman who survived an ambush attack in D.C., Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf.